Om Jnana Tamirinda Shag Gananjana Salakaya Chaksu Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Prabhupada Panchakalpa Turubhis Cha Kripa Sindhu Veva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, of course, Radharani, she's the personification of the loving energy of the Lord called the Haladini Shakti. So it's mentioned in the first canto of Bhagavatam. Vedanti tat tat vavidas tatvam yas ganamadvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabjate. That God is one. All energy is coming from one source, the Supreme Lord Himself. And He's not different than His energies. So that energy that is known as Brahman to some, those who are a little more enlightened, they know that energy as Paramatma, that there is the One, and everything is coming from the Paramatma, the Super Soul within everything. And even higher than that is Bhagavan, that Krishna explains this in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that although everything is coming from Him, He's still a person, and He's still separate. And so He manifests unlimited energies, but we know these energies as basically three. The internal energy, the material energy, or the unconscious energy of this material world, and the marginal energy, which are the separated individual, tiny, microscopic, little light beams coming from the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And so, in order for us to understand Srimati Radharani, and not that we can understand her, but we have to understand her in terms of who is Krishna and what are His energies. And so, this internal energy of the Lord, it's infallible. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that in this material world, the living entities are fallible. And in the spiritual world, they're infallible. So in the spiritual world, in the internal energy, there's no imperfection. There's no birth, death, old age, and disease. There's no ignorance. There's no suffering. So there's the internal energy, which is called the Swarup Shakti. So that Swarup Shakti has three aspects. Eternality, Satchitananda, or Sandini, Samvit, and Haladini. So Sandini is, the energy is eternal. And Samvit, it's full of knowledge, it's full of consciousness. And Haladini means it's full of bliss, full of love, full of Ananda. So that Ananda, that bliss, that loving potential is Srimati Radharani. And because we're part of Krishna, we're also Satchitananda. But because we're tiny, infinitesimal jivas, we just have a little bit of light. We have a little bit of Ananda. But that Ananda is coming from Srimati Radharani. This ability to love Krishna, to love it all, is coming from Srimati Radharani. She's the Haladini Shakti. She's the personification of that Shakti. And so the jiva is not independent. The light that we have, the eternality that we have, the consciousness that we have, the Ananda that we have, is just a tiny little spark. We're little sparkies, you know, sparks in the fire. And when those sparks shoot out of the fire, get some distance from the fire, they're separated, and they enter another environment. They enter the environment that's out of the fire, the unconscious, dead, cold, illusory environment of the external energy of the Lord. And so as soon as that spark leaves the fire, its brightness begins to dim. Its potential begins to lessen because it's not independent. Its light is coming from the Supreme Light. It's coming from the fire. Without the fire, that sparky, that little spark doesn't have really any potency, any existence. But in the fire, it becomes just as bright as the fire. So in the spiritual world, everyone is in the fire of the Haladini Shakti. I remember Satchinandan Swami, when we were in Jagannath Puri, he came to speak to us, gave us his darshan, and he said that in order to attract Krishna, you have to be boiling hot. So you can't be lukewarm. See? Radharani is the supreme fire, you know. She's boiling hot, and Krishna is irresistibly attracted to her. And so we have to become like that, and we can't become like that independent. We can only become boiling hot when we hook up with that fire. And so I wanted to read a prayer that Srila Prabhupada wrote on the Jaladutta, because it really, he's praying to Srimati Radharani, and he's doing it in a very subtle way. We'll talk about it after I read the prayer. But his first prayer is to Srimati Radharani. You know, he's on the Jaladutta. He's arrived in Boston Harbor. He hasn't gotten off the ship yet. He has no idea what to expect. And he's feeling like a little sparky, you know, totally dependent upon the Lord. And he's crying out. And who does he cry out to first? So I'll just read the... I'm going to read the whole prayer, and then we'll just discuss it a little bit. I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain the good fortune from the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is that great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. By his strong desire, the holy name of Gauranga will be spread throughout all the countries of the Western world. In all the cities, towns, and villages on the earth, from all the oceans, seas, rivers, and streams, everyone will chant the holy name of Krishna. As the vast mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquers all directions, a flood of transcendental ecstasy will certainly cover the land. When all the sinful, miserable living entities become happy, the Vaishnava's desire is then fulfilled. Although my Guru Maharaj ordered me to accomplish this mission, I am not worthy or fit to do it. I am very fallen and insignificant. Therefore, O Lord, now I am begging for your mercy so that I may become worthy, for you are the wisest and most experienced of all. If you bestow your power by serving the spiritual master, one obtains the absolute truth. One's life becomes successful. If that service is obtained, then one becomes happy and gets your association due to good fortune. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Prabhupada is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, a statement to Narada Muni. Okay. If anybody can move up a little bit more, now's the time. O Lord Krishna, you are my eternal compassion companion. Forgetting you, I have suffered the kicks of Maya birth after birth. If today the chance to meet you occurs again, then I will surely be able to rejoin you. Oh, my dear friend, in your company, I will experience great joy once again. In the early morning, I will wander about the cowherd pastures and fields, running and frolicking in the many forests of Braja. I will roll on the ground in spiritual ecstasy. Oh, when will that day be mine? Today, that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. Because I have a great longing, I called to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no other means of success. So that was the end of one prayer. So I think it's very significant, you know, that Srila Prabhupada, he's calling out to Srimati Radharani. And then he calls out to his spiritual master. And it's not an accident that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he's not only calling out to his spiritual master because he's his spiritual master, but his spiritual master has an intimate relationship with Srimati Radharani. His name is Sri Barshabhanavi Dayataya. He's a manjari in the spiritual world. And he's a maidservant of Radharani. And so Prabhupada's not calling out to Krishna directly, but actually he's using Vaishnav trickery. Kind of. Because basically he's saying to Krishna indirectly, Radharani's your dearest servant, you know. You'll do anything to get her attention, to get her smile. Yeah. And I'm the servant of her maidservant. You know. So if you empower me to do this mission of preaching, you're going to please Srimati Radharani, and this will be good for you. So, you know, you should allow me this service. And so this is a nice example of how we can pray to Srimati Radharani to engage in the service of Lord Krishna and to engage in the service of our spiritual master. And to, connect with the fire of devotion for Krishna through those devotees who really are boiling with devotion. Prabhupada, he said, I'm calling out here to you. We have nothing, you know, we're just a little spark, so we have nothing that we can give to the Lord. Everything has been given to us by him. And he's wanting our love. Now, this is a descending process. In other yogas, it appears by one's own effort, one is going to realize Brahman, realize the Paramatma, and get salvation from this material world. But the path of bhakti is mercy from the beginning to the end. We cannot attain bhakti on our own even. Once we fall into this material world, bhakti comes to us out of our own sweet will through devotees. Those who have bhakti can give bhakti. And when we hear a devotee like Srila Prabhupada and we see that bhakti, we become attracted to it and we want it. And by their mercy, they give it to us. Otherwise, we have no access to it. And so, therefore, Lord Chaitanya instructs us Trinarapi Sunechina, Turorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtani Asarahari. We have to become humble, humble beggars. Even Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that knowledge begins with humility. Mahatma Prabhu, he gave that example that in this presentation, saying that if you think you already know, then you can't learn. You know, if you already think you got something, then you don't feel like you need anything. I don't know about you, but I myself, I feel like I don't have even like one little, you know, sliver of attraction or bhakti or appreciation really for the Lord. So all I can do is ask for it. You know, if you feel like you don't have it, then that's something. That's a beginning. Then you can begin to ask for it. But if you feel like you got it, then you'll never ask. And even Lord Chaitanya, he set that example to us in the second verse of the Shikshastika. He says, how does it go? Yeah, how's it from the beginning? Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva saktis tatya arpita niyamitas maranena kala etad rishi tava kripa bhagavam mamapi durdaivami drisham ihajani nanuraga. So Lord Chaitanya himself, he's saying, Krishna, you have hundreds of millions of names. You specifically incarnated in this world in the form of your name to benedict all souls. Kali Kali Namarupe Krishna Avatar Namahaite Hayasarva Jagat Nistar. You know, that Krishna has incarnated into the Kali Yuga in the form of his name. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, you have hundreds of millions of names. There's no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. He's in ecstasy, just acknowledging this fact and thinking about it. But then a doubt comes over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, although your names are unlimited and they bestow everything upon the poor living beings in Kali Yuga, I'm Durdaivam. Why am I Durdaivam? Why am I unfortunate? Because I have no attraction for them. So he's admitting it, that he has no attraction. So that is that's the first glimpse of humility, is to admit, you know, what we're lacking. And then to pray, call out to the Lord. Because the Lord is the source of everything. And he can fulfill anyone's desire. And if we call out to him by approaching his servants first, then he can't resist. Even if we don't have any bhakti, if we're calling out somehow or other, if we mention his servant, as Vaish likes to say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You know. So if we're calling out Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, O Radharani, these are your great servants. O Krishna, look who I know. Surely we'll get some blessing. We'll get, you know, eventually our lukewarm water, or maybe cold water, will become boiling. So Lord Chaitanya says, Durdaivam ijisham ihajani nanuraga, because he's sympathizing with our condition. We don't have we don't know, we can't understand who Srimati Radharani is. We have no attraction for Krishna. We don't realize that Krishna is personally present in his name. Most of the time when we're chanting, we're thinking of something else. When we come together in kirtan and we come before the deities, it's much easier, because there's this dynamic power. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he's emphasizing this process of sankirtan. So sankirtan really means chanting in the association of others. It's the complete kirtan. It's not the alone kirtan. It's the chanting with others, and in that dynamic, it shakes us loose from our you know, from Maya's spell, you know, because we're externally just distracted all the time. And therefore, it's very difficult to think of Krishna. What to speak of when we sit down to chant japa? The mind's all over the place, thinking about what I did yesterday, what I have to do tomorrow, what this person said about me, and how I'm going to get back at them. And of course, I'm just speaking from my mind. I don't know. you know, Maya's very strong, and it's like we're under this spell. You know, we're just captured by it. You know, but when we come into the association of devotees, especially on these holy days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when we celebrate the holy days, the appearance days of the Lord and his associates, that this is the mother of devotion. This awakens our bhakti. This is like a freebie, a special chance to get bhakti and get more bhakti, and a special flame under the fire to boil the water. And so in the dynamics of in kirtan, chanting with many others, we can feel the cloud of Maya lift a little bit, and maybe just a little bit of a devotion for the Lord and for his consort Radharani will appear in our hearts, and it adds up. And so this bhakti has come to us causelessly, and once we're touched by bhakti, as Prabhupada mentioned in his prayer, once we're given the opportunity of service, then our path back to Godhead is wide open. When one meets the spiritual master, Prabhupada says, the door to the spiritual world is now open. We have access, and it's just a matter of this lifetime, one not too far away, where we'll cross over the ocean of ignorance, and the bhakti that's there within the heart will awaken. Because of the Swarup Shakti has touched us, actually. This is mentioned also in the Shikshastakam in the first verse, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. So Shreya means greatly auspicious, the most auspicious thing, the most beneficial thing. And Kairava is a white lotus. Shreya, Kairava, Chandrika, Vicharanam. Chandrika are moonbeams. And so this moonbeam is the Swarup Shakti coming from Radharani. It's not something, you know, we have bhakti within our heart, but it needs to be activated, and it needs to be hooked up with that fire again. You know, away from the fire, you know, it just goes out. It nothing on its own. So this greatly auspicious bhakti, devotional service to the Lord, is Srimati Radharani. So these moonbeams in the holy name are touching the heart of the white lotus, the white heart of the devotee. That devotee that has come to Nishta, that has decided that there's no happiness in this material world. I want to go back to Godhead, and I'm going to take up the vow of chanting. I'm going to take up the chanting with strict vows. This is also referred to in the Bhagavad Gita. Help me out here, chapter 9. The verse before that. The taking shelter of the internal energy. Ninth chapter, verse. Mahatmanas tamam partha, thank you. Daivim pakritim arista, bhajanti ananya manaso, gyanfa bhutidim avyam, satatam kirtayantamam, yatantastra dridavrataha, namashyantas tamam bhakta, nityukto pashyate. I know you're always there, you got my back. So, Mahatmanas tamam partha daivim prakritim arista. Krishna says those Mahatmas, they take shelter of the divine energy, the internal energy, Srimata Radharani. And then in the next verse, he says how they do it. satatam kirtayantumam yatantastra dridavrata. They take shelter with strict vows. You know, they take shelter of the spiritual master. They receive the holy name from the spiritual master and they take it up with vows. In this way, they take shelter of the internal energy. They take shelter of Srimati Radharani. And so, when one has taken shelter like this, then these moonbeams, Shreya Kairava Chandrika, these moonbeams hit the white lotus of the heart and they awaken the bhakti that's there dormant within the soul. Otherwise, it stays dormant because it's out of the fire and it needs to be brought back into that fire. And so the holy name has come. Krishna has come in the form of his name, and he's come in the form of his devotees to distribute this bhakti. And this is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his followers, all of his associates. They're all distributing the mercy of Srimati Radharani and giving the souls who are separated in this material world an opportunity to jump in the fire again and heat up their water. The water's there, it just needs to be heated up. So it's not something that's separate from the living entity. It's not something that's coming from outside, but it needs, once one comes to the material world, it needs to be activated. Again, this is, Lord Chaitanya says, Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunai, Shravanade Surechete, Karuye Udai. He says that this bhakti is there within the heart of every soul, and by hearing and chanting about the Lord, it's awakened. And so it's there, but it separated from the fire out in the cold, it's dormant. It's almost like it doesn't exist. Just like if you have a diamond or you have lots of money in your pockets and somehow you forget it's there, then it's like you don't have it. I used to... I probably told this story before, but I used to have patients sometimes, especially old Chinese ladies. They like to wear like 5 or 6 layers of clothing, and they'll go out. Usually San Francisco is pretty cold, so when you go out with 5 layers of clothing on, you're okay. But every now and then, there's a 90-degree or 100-degree day. And these poor old ladies were going out with their 5 layers of clothing on and 100 degrees, and then they'd have a heat stroke and go unconscious. And we'd find them unconscious on the ground. And, of course, we didn't know what happened to them. For all we know, they fell out of the second story of a building, or some mugger came and hit them over the head, or somebody shot them, you know. So we had to cut those 5 layers of clothing off. And I can't tell you how many times I was cutting through $20 bills, $100 bills, you know, all sewn into their clothing, you know. So they had all this money, but they were unconscious and they didn't know they had it. And it was a place where it got destroyed. So we have bhakti within the heart, but we've forgotten that we had it. And without connection with the Supreme Lord through his Swarup Shakti, through Srimati Radharani, it's deactivated. Yeah. And so when we chant the holy name, particularly when we call out to Sri Radha, when we chant that name with attention, then we're connecting with that fire again. And it's nothing external. It heats up the cold water in our heart, and love for Krishna naturally begins to arouse once the lotus has been cleaned off. It can reflect those moonbeams, and it can receive that reflection of the moonlight without any kind of impediment. And so our business, Prabhupada says in the beginning of the Nectar of Instruction, he says the first business of every devotee is to learn to control the mind and the senses. And he says, then everything else will be revealed. So we really don't have to study many books, and we don't really have to memorize many slokas. This is nice, and it's transcendental activity. But we do need to learn to control our mind and our senses and take shelter humbly of the holy name of Krishna and call out for the mercy of Radharani. And today we're very fortunate to celebrate Radhastami, and we're all going to get a little extra flame because of that. And hopefully we'll feel some genuine love for Krishna and for Radha and for our spiritual master and for the assembled devotees. So thank you very much for listening. We'll have Artik soon. Do you have some announcements to make or after? After? Okay. So what time's Artik? It's supposed to be at 8, right?